Om Shanti. Welcome to this evening's session. This year's Double Foreigners theme or title is as follows, no? Revelations through harmonizing sanskars. And there are many activities under that. For tonight, we have an interview between Sister Janita, who is going to interview, and Brother Charlie. And I'm sure most of you know Brother Charlie. But for those who are first timers here, there are many of them. So I'll just give a brief introduction of Brother Charlie here. Brother Charlie took knowledge in the 70s, way back in London. He's an Australian, actually. That was in his teens, no? Of course, now he's a dada already. And after taking his knowledge and with the inspiration from our seniors, he came back to Australia. And he's instrumental in setting up centers there, Baba's activities, Seva, in Australia. And currently he's a national coordinator of Australia. Together with Didi, Dr. Nirmala, and Brother Charlie, they have been very actively representing our region, my region, Asia-Pacific, and also representative for the regional Asia-Pacific, together with the Global Management Group, which comprises of the RCs from various parts of the world. Currently, with Didi and Dr. Nirmala not around, they have an RC team, and Brother Charlie, again, being a senior brother, together with others, they have a team, and he represents Asia-Pacific region to the Global Management Group. He has traveled a lot. Holding an Australian passport is an advantage, actually. I think he would have covered most of the countries wherever service takes him. And he's a very matured brother, a lot of wisdom, many classes, many outreach programs been conducted, including sustenance. So today, this evening, we are very fortunate to have him here today. Together with us, we have Sister Janita. She is going to interview Brother Charlie. She is from Zimbabwe. No? Some of you may not know where is Zimbabwe. Eh? Zimbabwe is in Africa, the southern part of Africa. And she is about 25 years in knowledge. She uses complementary methods. She has done a few sessions, expose and so on, well-being and so on. And she is part of the national coordinating team for Zimbabwe. So she's very much exposed, the right person to interview Brother Charlie tonight. And he is very active in the capital, Harare, with the national coordinating team. So the theme for tonight's session is Let Go of the Burden and Become a Double Light Angel. So this is an interview session. I'm sure she will open up for some questions from the floor if time permits. But otherwise, for this evening, let's enjoy this interview session. And over to you, Sister Janita. Om Shanti.
Shanti. Thank you, brother. Welcome. Charlie Bhai.
Thank you. Thank you, Janita.
All right, so let's just dive into this. But I believe Brijmohan Bhai was meant to be taking this conversation. And you've just met him. So perhaps you can just update us on how he's doing.
Yes, I arrived in Ahmedabad on Wednesday, I'm trying to remember. And on Thursday morning, I went to the Apollo Hospital to see Brijmohan Bhai. I think he went there on the 19th of January. I think most of us know the story. And I went there not really knowing what to expect. And we're not allowed in to see Brijmohan Bhai because of infection. He's very susceptible to infection at the moment. So we could only stand at the glass door and wave. But actually, Brijmohanbhai, I could just tell he was quite alert. You know, he's got that really amazingly sharp intellect, and he saw me and he waved and he tried to smile. I think, as you all know, I'm not a very medical person with all the terminology, but the ventilator has been taken off. There's something going through here that is, I think, like a mini ventilator. There is a little, they said 30% of his lungs is working through the ventilator still. But I just got the feeling he was quite bright, and what the sisters were saying, Asha Didi was there, and Savita Ben, who, you know, from Delhi, has worked with him in Purity Office forever. They were saying he is so determined to come back to Shantivan, and his determination is so strong, but the doctors are saying he's still not strong enough. But let's see what happens. I mean, I got a good feeling being there, so hopefully we'll see him back in Shantivan sometime quite soon. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm sure with everyone's yog power, he's receiving all the sakash to get him back here soon.
Mm.
Okay, so the topic again is about letting go of the burden and becoming a double light angel. I think sometimes we don't recognize the type of burdens we're holding. So I was like trying to reflect a bit on the kind of burdens I hold on to, you know, trying to balance things, Lokik, spiritual, Brahmin. So maybe you could highlight like the types of burdens and sort of put light on how can we bring a bit of lightness in it, or the balance.
You know, once I was reflecting on this, because one of the most common themes of Avyat Babdada is those, the two smallest words have the biggest effect, you know, the I and my. And I remember just sort of beginning to think all the layers of I in the soul. You know, you think, I have done, the whole burden of my past story, it's huge. I have to do the burden of responsibility. I think we often underestimate how big that is. And we all know once we take on responsibility and service, sometimes with the best intention to do it without of great love for Baba, we can feel so heavy about some situations. The burden of I have to fix, that's, I think, when I started seeing that issues inevitably come up in Brahman life, in service in the Brahman family, and you think, oh, I'm responsible, so I have to try to sort this out. You know, even I think I have to get results, you know, service. That's because we invest my sense of self in the results of service. If it goes well, I feel good. If it doesn't go well, I had a really good lesson in that, because in the 1980s in Australia, anything we touched turned to gold. And in the 1990s, anything we touched just went dead. And it was a great experience for me, I think, just to realize, I mean, who's really responsible? But, you know, the I invests itself in every single part of life. And that I has built up this habit, and it has become an addiction to sort of feel burdened or feel heavy or feel worried. There's so many flavors of that sort of that feeling. And I mean, there's so many multiple ways we can describe Brahman life and the journey, because in my own experience, the journey of becoming lighter, it's the whole, you know, it's the entire sangam yuga of just the soul sort of letting go and probably transforming the sense of I. That's what really is, because it's that I that holds on. Sometimes I would think that it's like the I of ego has created the burden, and the I, the my of dependence, has created the bondages. And those burdens, and we all walk into Brahman life with numerous, you know, burdens and bondages, but It's sort of divesting myself through practice, Gyan Yoga, and experience is one of the greatest teachers for me.
So I liked when you said that it's a journey. I think sometimes we forget that, and we get so caught up in the things we are doing, or like you said, the results we have to present, or we think we need to present. We're all individuals that are work in progress. And as you said, we come with this like baggage of samskaras, a baggage of samskaras. And as we're unpacking them, how can we like easily let go of these, you know, because Baba says this is a new birth. Brahman birth is a new birth. So how do we let go of that baggage? Because it will keep knocking again and again.
Yeah, I remember in my spiritual childhood, I started in London, but after about 15 months, I moved back to Melbourne. It was 1977. And in those days, anyone who was willing to open a centre could open a centre, and we just opened a centre. And people started to come immediately. And in those days, there was no emails or any of that sort of thing. And I wrote a long, long, long letter to Daddy Jenki, because there was someone coming to the centre, a young mother with a child who was deaf. And she had a whole lot of issues. And I wrote this long letter to Daddy. And Waddy was in Tennyson Road in those days. I think everyone knows Waddy. And Waddy said, Daddy read my long letter. And she laughed so much till tears came down her face, and she said, oh, Charlie, he's just like a new mother worrying about his first baby. And it was actually true. You know, you sort of, you feel the heaviness of trying to sort those sort of things out. And I think all of us have that habit to feel heavy because we take responsibility. I think, you know, sometimes I feel the first step in Brahman life is from body conscious to Brahman. That's a huge step.
Right.
That's huge. And I think even as a Brahman, we still feel quite, we haven't really become soul conscious. We can still feel quite heavy about things. But the second step from Brahman to serviceable, and where we sort of transfer sometimes the burden of the Lokic life into the Brahman life, because, you know, we leave the gross ego of the past life, but we reform that subtle ego, I think, in Brahman life. And, you know, my whole sense of self is, in, you know, invested in really, you know, what I'm doing and my responsibilities I'm carrying and
right.
all that sort of thing. And, you know, sometimes with all the good intentions, you know, it flushes out a whole lot of samskaras of, I don't know, feeling heavy, feeling over-responsible, possessiveness of, you know, defensiveness, a whole lot of stuff. But I've realized actually it's not wrong. It's all a part of the journey of learning, because it's this whole journey of learning who's ultimately responsible and divesting that sort of sense of I am.
Right. I think what you just said about we should allow those emotions to come up like this, you feel overwhelmed, you feel anxious, and you take it on. And I think the number one thing is we feel guilty, especially if we say no or we can't manage with something, and then we think, but Baba says, he says, you know, you have to play the part of Haji and say yes. But it takes a toll, because you said we're moving from Brahman, from the body consciousness to Brahman consciousness, and then service consciousness before we can even get to angel consciousness. So the role of conscience plays a very important part here. So how can we manage this? Like, how do we shift conscience from this to that?
You know, I think the five vices come to each one of us, Baba tells us all the time. To me, the real issue is how I react to them. You know, they're going to come, Baba's always told us. How do I respond? Because the first wave is the five vices. The second wave is my response, which is guilt, shame, fear, lack of self-respect. How heavy do they make me? And in a way, I feel becoming knowledgeful is sort of becoming wise that I'm on this amazing journey under the guidance of God. And I'm carrying all of those vices within me. And I think that a knowledgeful soul won't overreact to the self, understand that they're going to emerge. But actually, the more I react to myself, I actually make myself much heavier in that way. And sometimes I've seen some, you know, come to Baba and they've had quite a life in Kali Yuga, but they become quite knowledgeful. They don't overreact to themselves. Others have had quite a clean life before they've become a Brahmin. But just one little tiny thing, the soul takes in has such a heaviness, such a guilt in that way. We really overreact to ourselves. But I think the conscience, I feel, is a really fascinating part of the spiritual anatomy, because it can either be your best friend or your worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And it becomes your worst enemy when you do an action and then you just feel so guilty. Is there any greater heaviness than guilt? I don't think so. I mean, it makes you feel so weak. And yet, on the other hand, I think that the conscience, the body conscious conscience, makes you feel heavy, guilty, shame. It really takes away all your spiritual power, makes you at a distance from Baba. But the soul conscious conscience warns you, in a sense. You have, the conscience is like a vessel of truth, I feel. You hold your principles, your values, your truths, and it will warn you when you're stepping across your truth. So it can actually be incredibly helpful to keep you light. I mean, sometimes desires pull me away from my truth, and that takes me, and then I start to feel guilty and heavy. But I think that soul-conscious conscience, in a way, it's sort of when I'm pulled to have these thoughts or these feelings or this attitude, it will, you know, say, be careful. It's warning you. The red light comes on. It's warning you to be careful.
So it's a good thing in a way, right? Like you said, it's the signal, say, hang on a second, pause, check, and maybe go the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think if I use that conscience in the right way, it can really keep me aware that when I'm stepping over my boundaries that are going to make me heavy, burdened, worried, all that sort of. It's almost like I learn how to keep myself light, or as light as possible as I move along.
Right. Yeah. I think I've been experiencing that recently for myself, and I found that when you let go and let God, you know, you just sort of allow Baba and say, we do know it theoretically and as knowledge that, yes, let Baba, but we don't apply it enough. And when those signals, like you said, come up, the red signal saying, hey, hang on a second, we're so quick to put ourselves down and not value our own worthiness and go down that, like you said, the conscious can be our worst enemy. So how can I maintain this let go and let God awareness a bit more?
Well, you know, the journey to really feeling I'm genuinely an instrument, to me, is one of the biggest journeys. It's the easiest thing to say and do lip service to. I've so many times thought, you know, Baba's doing, my heart's going boom, 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 boom. You know?
Yeah.
I think you know. Because how long does it take to know a truth and convert it into my life and my experience? That's the journey, isn't it? This is the eye of responsibility, I think, is so deep. It's such a deep heaviness that sometimes, so when things go well in the service field, I feel a bit, you know, like my sense of self is given a little bit of a positive, but if things don't go well, I take it rather than really feeling it. It really is Baba's work. And to me, I think to come to that sweet place that it's Baba's task, it's Baba's center, it's Baba's students, that lightness is such a freedom. I think it, like, ultimately, this life is freeing me from myself. And this self-imposed prison I put myself in, I have to do, I'm responsible. This I-ness is so, I mean, it's just been scored in the soul for such a long time. And I, dismantling, the whole journey of dismantling this sense of I that we walk into the door with, you know, the journey of soul consciousness, it's...
So the bandage is Baba.
Yeah.
Straight away apply that.
In a way, I was thinking once that, you know, we fall in love with Baba. How deep is that love? Because the ultimate act of love is to surrender my sense of self. I literally surrender this sense of who I was, because that's what a body conscious culture, it's this whole life of building a sense of who I am, a sense of identity, to feel who am I in this whole scheme of things, and to completely give that away. It's like my love is much greater for God than it is really for the self. And that's not a small, in a way, that's an angel. I've surrendered that sense of I. And in that way, you naturally feel it's Baba working. Because, you know, I think when I started, I intellectually believed it and I loved the idea, but it took time. It's taking time to really, really deeply feel Baba is responsible. And when things go wrong,
true.
What can I, you know, I can't worry about it. Can't
yeah,
feel
absolutely.
Heavy about it.
We do have moments and bits of now and then experiences of, oh, Baba managed, Baba took over, Baba handled the situation. So we have that experience now and then, but I think the aim now is to make it happen all the time. Then only perhaps we can have that lightness. And Baba talks about this becoming double light angel. And I it's a big word. It sounds like huge, you know. And how can we become that? Because why I say this is I feel we get influenced by the opposite person's sanskar or emotion or behavior. And then that sort of like, I may come with that consciousness, but then I get influenced. And now what do I do? Because how do I remain double light?
Yeah, I think when I started and I began to realize Baba and myself, and I saw how easily I was influenced by things. It was one of the things that really I had in my heart. I really want to reach that point that I can live in this world and not be influenced by the multifold personalities and situations and opinions that that really come in front of us. And, you know, I think that that's where Baba is really taking us to that place where I really lose my sense of I, and actually, you know, that practice of soul consciousness over a long, long period of time. Because I often felt, what was the fragrance of the daddies? Why were the daddies so special in the hearts of everybody? Because the I-ness had gone. And like, in lightness is so much depth. Because it's built on a really deep state of self-realization and love for God.
Right.
You can afford to be... Because sometimes we can almost feel lightness can be a little bit trivial or a bit superficial, but actually true lightness is built on so much spiritual depth. And Dadiji was the embodiment of that, you know. And it's just her presence, her sanskaras just made everyone feel light. And that is such a... an incredible service to be like that.
So if we want to be like that, do we just say, okay, Dadiji, I invoke her, I start feeling and seeing, or how what sort of tips, you know, because the situation will just come so quickly, but am I quick enough to catch myself so that I'm not taken or roped into that emotion or that influence.
You know, I think what I'm seeing as effort these days is paying attention. And in a way, you know, you create that sort of vibration in your mind, that feeling or state of awareness or a stage. And just watching where, when you step out of that sort of awareness and allow yourself to be influenced. To me, really, I would say that effort is just paying attention. And what I've been doing since COVID, and I sometimes mention, is that I began to think a lot about Brahma Baba and the quality of his effort. And I really felt that wherever the subtle thread of the intellect travels to, you know, we connect with something and we're influenced by that, whether it's an opinion, a situation, a memory. And instantly, whatever influences me, that's my feeling inside. And you know how sometimes we do travel, the mind travels, you start to dwell on someone's behavior. You go deeply into a situation, you sort of analyze it a lot, and it sort of takes you into a darker a place. And then how much effort does it take
to come out
of that? And to me, what I really felt about him is this just... And it wasn't intense, it wasn't stressful, but just watching where does the subtle thread of the intellect travel to and what does it connect to? And quickly, gently, just bring it back to the places of comfort, which is, you know, to be with Baba and to be self-aware, rather than allowing my subtle thread to travel too far to places that start to make me think too much, feel heavy, feel burdened, feel worried, and take myself into a whole different space. And so to me, that sort of attention is really what effort is about, really watching where that subtle thread travels to.
So yeah, I think I get you there when you're saying that when we suddenly going into that dark space or feeling heavy or feeling stressed or whatever it may be, it's time to say stop and just retreat. But sometimes, I think personally, I may put pressure on myself to sort of say, well, you shouldn't be thinking like this. And why are you going into that deep space again? And actually, it can go against me from going back. And then Baba says sometimes, no, just switch on the light of awareness. Just switch it on. Sounds easy.
Sometimes you can't find the switch.
Exactly, it's so dark.
Too dark to find the switch.
So how can I not feel so pressured where I can maybe take myself even deeper into that hole and sort of bring my, like you said, bring us up gently, but to keep that pressure word.
You know, I remember one muli where Baba was speaking to the double foreigners, and Baba said something like, children, I give you a guarantee to let, if you let go the burden of your mind and intellect, I will take it from you. And then Baba was silent for a while, and then he said, you like your burdens, don't you? Baba himself said. And he said, it's like you're compelled by your habit to be burdened. And the habit to put pressure on myself, feel worried. It's like, it's a sort of way that I've operated for 63 births, in a sense. And so to really operate in a different way, you know, the pressure of my own expectations of myself, the pressure of others' expectations on me, trying to live up to their expectations, the pressure of the burden, the worry, all these sorts of things. It's a part of the psychology of the human spirit at the end of the cycle. And I feel, once again, it's just tension, but attention, not tension, but attention. But one of the things I think really helps in dealing with all of this is honesty. I think honesty with Baba, honesty with the self, really helps actually open the door to lightness. Because sometimes this whole world of heaviness is a world of self-deception. I've built around myself, my image, what other people think of me. And just to, it's just like freeing myself just by being really honest with Baba and the self. And sometimes I think with an instrument, because we can say everything to Baba,
yeah,
but it takes a lot of courage to sit in front of a human being and say,
exactly,
this is how I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking, this is what has happened. But sometimes, have you ever experienced doing that and you just instantly feel like some huge weight has been lifted off the soul? When you're just completely honest. And honesty, I think, takes a lot of that pressure away that we build up, because we're trying to live to an image that Baba has created, and yet I'm on the journey to that elevated image of the double light angel. And rather than putting the pressure of expectations, understand that I'm a work in progress, you know?
Mm.
That I've left the shore of the old world and I'm paddling to the new world, but I haven't quite got there yet.
Right.
And I think early in my Brahman life, I tried to teach myself to be gentle with myself, not that overreaction, you know, where we try to live up to the image. If I don't come to that image, then once again, heavy thoughts come about my, you know.
But it's, but Brother Charlie, it's a bit tricky, because, yes, I understand, and we have to, and then we have this image, like you said, of this role that I'm playing, and I'm supposed to maybe come sit here, and then I'm really not feeling well, but now I don't know how to, you know, say that, or I've got this image that I have to put on. What am I, how can I, like, I'm being honest in a way, but I don't think I'm being honest, right? Because then I'm feeling not well, but I've put myself in that position because of the role I'm holding. How am I supposed to now really master that courage to say, well, no, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen today. You have a whole full of people waiting for you.
You know, another way of the journey from heaviness to lightness is the journey from lack of self-respect to self-respect, isn't it? That, you know, once again, being rather than trying to live up to this image which Baba creates, which is my aim and I should keep it, but really understanding I'm on this incredible journey, which isn't just always like this, it's like this.
Mm.
And to take the pressure off myself to be perfect from day one in Brahman life, because that's never going to happen. But at the same time, not become too slack and easygoing, right, that I go the other way as well. So I keep the aim. And sometimes I think we all know the aim, but to manage the process of change is an incredible thing. So when I hit a sort of heavy period with my sanskaras or with a relationship with somebody, once again, to understand these things are going to happen and they're learning curves. And we all know that when we go through these things, actually we become so much wiser about Brahman life. So not overreacting because I didn't perform perfectly, then feeling heavy about it, then feeling I'm not a good instrument, then feeling lack of self-respect and all the repercussions. We all have been through that. What I've tried to do is to bounce back quickly, just learn from it, rather than spend all that time sort of going over it, repenting, this happened, why did I react? You know, we spend, waste so much time sometimes, but okay, these things will happen. I feel a lot more comfortable about myself now because I've had so many years to try. You know? And I think over time you just feel much more comfortable about who you are in Brahman life, and you take the pressure off yourself to be something or to look good or to impress, because that's human nature, that's body consciousness, and behind that sometimes we're feeling something different internally.
Yes.
And, you know, you know, once I was talking with Brother Ken, actually, and I asked him, you know, what have you learned recently? And he said, you know, not to be so self-absorbed. Because sometimes I think we can get so self-absorbed in me, my life, my stage, how I'm feeling, what's happening in the center. You know, it just becomes this whole story. And yet, is that why I came to Baba?
No.
Did I come to Baba to get so lost in this whole world? And really, I think we need to remind ourselves, you know, sometimes while we're here, and just become a bit light. I try to keep myself just light, learn from things, and when you make mistakes, try to learn but bounce back quick. Yeah, learn from it and bounce back quick. I mean, it's easier to say in retrospect because I've had, you know, many years. I think experience is a great teacher.
Right. Mm. Yeah, we've seen you bounce back very quickly. Like, I would say a great inspiration, because why I say this is because I feel you always shed light on so much about love and God. And that, I feel, is like the formula to bounce back. Because when you have that love for Baba, and it's that's all that matters, everyone else is there, but they can also not be there. But Baba is always there. So that helps. And you so rightly said, we have this image where we work towards perfection. But I read somewhere that it's pursue excellence rather than perfection. And that softens the tone of perfection, particularly for me. And I said, okay, well, I'm pursuing excellence. All right, this didn't work out, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baba's not there holding a gun to the head and saying, oh, my child, what did you do?
Mm.
And so that love, I think that you vibrate out, helps me to say, oh, okay, it's just a journey. Why am I taking it so seriously? Let it be light and easy. So, yeah, I'm going to take that part from you. I like also what you said about how we have to break this I-ness, right? I this, I that. And we fail to because of it in it being such an old sanskar, carried for many births. To let go of such an old sanskar, is there like I don't know if we can just let it go, but is there like a numbing cream or something that we can apply?
If there is, I haven't found it myself. But, you know, I think it's really the I merges in love, actually.
Mm.
Because you can sort of intellectually try to deconstruct my ego. It's so multifaceted. You know, it's a false sense of self. Ego to me is like an attachment to a wrong sense of who I am. And that's, we've just invested in that for such a long time. And we can try to sort of deconstruct it, but I think ultimately Baba's way is to lose yourself in his love so deeply that sort of it's dying alive. That's really what dying alive is. It's dying from the sense of I. It's dying from my old ego, my sense of self that I'd built up. The love is so great for God, I'm willing to surrender literally that whole persona that I've sort of tried to show to the world, Noah. And the freedom in that,
yeah.
The freedom, the lightness, the unburdening. And I suppose that's what I really feel the whole of the time in Karachi was that, you know, I often think about that time, 14 years.
Yes.
Of practice under the guidance of God and the number one human soul. Can you imagine? And a whole lot of it was deconstructing this sense of self that I built up. But rather than, I feel it wasn't sort of conscious, it was just the act of ultimate love is to surrender this and feel that love.
Yeah.
Just means that you feel so comfortable who you are. You don't really feel I need to have an image, I need to impress, I need to, because that will always have the other side of feeling the burden and the heaviness and the worry and all these sorts of things.
So sometimes going too much into deconstruction can be a waste.
Yeah, I think sometimes we can overthink all these things.
Right.
Yeah. But as I, you know, was sharing, I think that the attraction of Brahma Baba, the attraction of the daddies, this egolessness, what created it was their love for one. And I think ultimately, as you know, I feel that's the method of Raj Yoga. It's the ultimate method, that I let go of all other forms of love and deeply fall in love with Shiv Baba. And then that's the kickstarts everything in an accurate way. That's, and that deconstructs my ego in almost a natural way rather than a...
Being too burdened or heavy about it.
Yeah, just sort of... of course, along the way, all those many forms of body conscious ego I've collected will come to face me. But I think where there's such love for Baba that you can overcome them.
Yeah.
And that lightness becomes a sort of something really natural.
Right. Mm. So I'm just looking at the time. I feel we can still go deeper now into the double light angel aspect. But before we do that, maybe we can just ask if there's anybody who has any questions that maybe you'd like to ask Brother Charlie. I think there'll be a mic. So is there anybody who would like to perhaps... Are we all in the double light stage? Being freed from your burdens.
Om Shanti, Charlie Bai. So you had mentioned about being so self-absorbed and how detrimental that could be, and it clicked something in my mind. And so I was thinking, can you talk about just the practice of loving others, that might be a pathway to become light and angelic?
Yes. I've come to understand that benevolence, which is loving others, respecting others, giving to others, is an integral part of our transformation. And ultimately, what is an angel? To me, the double light angels, totally in love with one, and through that, benevolent to all. Literally all. The way Baba frames it, he says, children have loving feelings for every human soul. That's incredible when you think about all the variety of personalities we have to meet. But I really feel... the methodology of really reaching that angelic stage is to have that love for one and to give for all. And then that automatically, the blessings, and it's a natural thing. It's not that the soul wants them. It's a natural sort of energy that comes back to you that just pushes the soul higher and higher. As we saw, the daddies were in that sort of mode. And I, the feeling that I get from Brahma Baba was that, his love and Shiv Baba's love just filled the daddies with so much love. It pulled them beyond all their influences. They were just so lost in that love. And to me, that's the real method that, I often have mentioned this, that I once was in 1980. I was here in Madhuban, and it was after morning class, Baba came spontaneously. And it's a long story, and I won't go into the details, but Baba just came, and he said, I haven't come to speak the Mule, I've come to fulfill the love of the children. And he took all the daddies in his arms. And I just was sitting just about as close as Janita Bed is now, just watching. And I watched how much love Bab Dada had for each one. And how they were responding to that. And I could just see, it's almost like that love pulled them beyond so many influences, so much body consciousness. It's not like a conscious renunciation. It was a natural byproduct of that quality of love. And sometimes I think it's the purest love was available. And just observing that, and I feel ultimately you know, we experience that love, and sharing that love is ultimately the world service that Baba really wants. And it takes you out of that self-absorption. Me, how I'm feeling, what my stage is like. You know, just, we have to be self-aware, but self-absorption, I think, can become a sort of another form of body consciousness in a way. This sort of too sensitive, oversensitive about what's happening in my life, my feeling. Ultimately, this is a life to remember one and serve the world, I think. And that's when the soul becomes completely healthy spiritually. But in doing that, there's that gentle attention, watching, you know, where my intellect does go. Definitely. Yeah.
Om Shanti, Brother Charlie. I liked when you spoke that in the beginning that this is a journey from body consciousness to become a Brahmin, then to become serviceable, and then you moved on to say become angel and then deity. But this part of from Brahmin to becoming a serviceable Brahmin before becoming an angel, I was thinking that something that may prevent us, some very subtle ego of it. You mentioned about expectation, search for recognition. For instance, you will speak in front of an audience, read the mudra or whatever, and subtle thoughts, oh, what they thought of, what they think about it, did they like or not? Or you are engaged in a project and did he like it? Did such a senior enjoy that? You may not speak, but you may in your feelings think, in your thoughts. And how do you see this process of becoming completely selfless, of reaching this renunciation of the renunciation?
I think that movement from a Brahmin to a serviceable soul, with all the pure intentions to, because I love Baba, I want to help in Baba's service. But as I said, it flushes out all those sanskaras of controlling behavior and my way and your way and so many subtle behaviors. And we come to a point sometimes, I'm committed. I love Baba. I have faith in Baba. I'm committed to his service, but I'm not that happy. I don't feel that happy. You know, because all this stuff is flushed out, my jealousy, my competition. And I used to think it was wrong. It shouldn't happen. But I realize now it's a part of the journey on the service field, and it takes you to the point, unless you let go a lot of this stuff, you're not going to really enjoy your life with God, with Baba. And that's really where I think we move from the serviceable to the angel, where I really realize that my I-ness, and it's all about me. Yes, I have differences with others, but it's my jealousy, it's my competition, it's a lot of my stuff which is flushed out on the service field. It's great, because then I can see really who I am. And then it's like letting that go is really the dying alive, I think, of the I-ness, and that's where I free myself. And I think it's an incredible freedom. You enjoy the praise of another person just as much as you maybe enjoy your praise. You feel happy seeing someone going forward. I remember when I first came to Madhuban, we met Dada Anankishore in the history hall, and Dada Anankishore worked with Baba in his business in Kolkata, was married into Baba's family. Such a sweet brother. And he was meditating, and then he seemed to be in a lot of bliss. And he told us, I got the feeling Baba said, make these children greater than you. And it made him so happy to feel that, you know, that you live in such a sense of self-value that you don't feel threatened because someone else is good at something or someone else is talented or someone else is praised. It's not constantly threatening, you know, how you feel and in your Brahman life. You feel so comfortable in yourself, your relationship with Baba, that, you know, this, but it's, as we were saying, it's such a journey, isn't it? We all know it's a journey, and yet to free myself from these games of jealousy and competition, all that stuff that flushes out on the service field, eventually, I think, when you mature, you realize that there's only one way to go, just to let it go and become double light. And yet the joy really comes back again. Whereas sometimes on the service field, we do get to a point where we're not really enjoying it as much as we'd like to.
Om Shanti, Charlie. I like very much when you speak to move from Shudra to Brahmin. I think there is something to clarify, you know, about Brahmin identity. Because some Brahmins say it's good to be a Brahmin, that is really my identity. Some say it's just a role. What is also true is when you finish the course, you recognize Baba speaking through Brahma, then you say, I am a Brahmin. So we can say we are all number-wise Brahmin. Can we say that? But finally, to be a Brahmin is the best identity of a human being. So is the type of the soul which I want to be, a Brahmin soul, you know. So should we say I am really a Brahmin soul, or is it better to say I'm just a soul, you know? Because sometimes they say if I am a Brahmin soul, a feeling of superiority or ego of arrogance in front of the other souls, you know. But for me, I like so much to consider myself as a Brahmin, because finally it's God Shiva which is teaching us to become perfect as a Brahmin, then to become a deity, angels and deity. So something?
Goodness gracious. I'm not sure I caught all of that. But I do remember once, actually, Sister Gayatri saying that she was meeting someone in the United Nations with Daddy Jenki, and this person got to know the BKs quite well. And this person said, you're a Brahmin, like you're a Brahma Kumari, but Daddy's like a sort of an elevated spiritual being for the whole world. You know, like sometimes even we are Brahmins because we're Baba's children, but in a sense, I just take on this identity that I'm an angel, an elevated spiritual being here to serve the world. I don't know whether I'm making sense, but, you know. Pardon? Yes, I mean, we're always Brahmins, but what I was really meaning, my sense of identity on the journey, you know, we become a BK, then we become serviceable. You know, my whole sense of I is my sense of identity, and in a way I'm shedding that, and by finally I just become an angel, a double light angel. I'm just here to serve the world. So I think it's probably just terminology, really. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So I think we have to put a pause to that for now. And maybe we've got a few minutes. You could just take us into the experience of being double light. Before you do that, I just feel like a few things that I just want to highlight is that just pay attention. The more we pay attention to ourselves, we can catch ourselves from getting trapped into the I-ness, and that'll help us to let go of the burden and also to be honest. Let's be honest with ourselves and sit in that truthful conscience. And that's what I'm going to take. So thank you so much, Brother Charlie. And let's go into that double light experience.
Okay. So I think we're having the gift ceremony in a few minutes.
Yes.
So maybe just for a couple of minutes, let's just sit quietly with Baba. Let me sit quietly. And reflect on Baba's words. Children, I have come to take your burden. I give you the guarantee that I'll take the burden of your mind and intellect. Let me visualize Shiv Baba my beloved, the one who will offer me a quality of love I will get from nowhere else. And it's this love that will take me beyond a sense of self. That has made me burdened, heavy. Like a little child with a pure heart. Absorb my whole being in one. Allow yourself to feel so loved. A feeling of belonging that is eternal. And in this sweet place, I can see clearly. Where I hold on to the old stories, the old burdens and the old feelings. And I step back into my higher self, the one whose whole self-awareness is based on this love for one. And in this sweet place, the old forms of I begin to drop away. This love dissolves the I-ness and my-ness, the heaviness and the burden.
एकाग्र हो जाओ, एक की एक स्थिति में स्थित होकर के बस एक बाबा के ध्यान में मग्न हो जाना, इसको कहते हैं लौलीन हो जाना। जितना हम लौलीन हो जाएंगे उतने हमारे संस्कार पवित्र हो जाएंगे, शुद्ध हो जाएंगे। कहते हैं आत्मा परमात्मा में जाके लीन हो गई। बाबा कहता बच्चे अविनाशी सत्ता लीन कहां होती, लीन हो गई समा गई तो समाप्त हो जाएगी, समाप्त नहीं होती, प्यार में समा जाती है, स्नेह में खो जाती है, उस लव में उस स्नेह में लीन हो जाती है, फिर समय आता है तो अपने पार्ट में आ जाती है। कितना वंडरफुल ज्ञान बाबा ने अपने बच्चों को दिया है, वो लवलीन स्थिति, प्यार में खो जाओ समा जाओ, दुनिया की शुद्ध बुद्ध भूल जाए, तो एकाग्र चित्त स्थिति इसको कहते हैं। और उसके बाद सबकी बुद्धि में रहे कि हम जो कुछ करें, हमारी चलन से, हमारे चेहरे से, हमारी वाणी से, हर कर्म से बाबा का नाम, एक का नाम वाला हो, एक नामी। हम सब एक के लिए जी रहे हैं, मेरा नाम हो, उसका नाम हो, उसका नाम हो, नहीं, बाबा का नाम हो। बस बाबा ने हमें ऐसा बनाया, उसने हमारा नाम इतना रोशन किया, अभी हमारे चरित्र से, हमारे चलन से, हमारे जीवन से लोगों को लगे इनको ऐसा बनाया किसने। अब बनाने वाले को प्रत्यक्ष करना है, बाकी तो सब काम हो गया। जिस दिन हम सभी अपने चेहरे से, चलन से, अपनी धारणाओं से बताएंगे कि सचमुच इनको भगवान मिला है, दुनिया कितनी विकारी है, पतित है, बहुत तनावग्रस्त है, तीन चीजें बहुत ज्यादा व्याप्त हैं, एक तरफ चिंता, दूसरी तरफ भय, तीसरी तरफ दुख, और दुख के पहाड़ गिर रहे हैं, माँ बाप बैठे हैं, जवान बच्चा चला जाता है, क्या दुख, इतना रोना धोना, इतना परेशान लोग, दुख के पहाड़ गिर रहे हैं, और बच्चे बाबा के दुख धाम से निकल आए, चिंता ही नहीं कोई चीज की, निकाल लिया बाबा ने अपने बच्चों को, निकले हैं कि नहीं, कौन कौन निकल गए, दुख की लहर नहीं आनी चाहिए, कुछ भी हो जाए, सुखदाता के बच्चे हैं, सुख दो सुख लो, न दुख दो न दुखी हो, ध्यान देना, हम सब एक का नाम वाला करें, अपनी स्थिति से, एक रस अचल अडोल स्थिति से। लोग कहें कि ऐसी स्थिति बनाई किसने, कहां से बनाई, कौन इनको पढ़ाता है, कौन इनको गाइड करता है, एक का नाम वाला हो जाएगा। और ध्यान देना, जो शक्तियां हैं मन की, बुद्धि की, तन की, मन की, धन की, समय की, एक भी शक्ति इस समय व्यर्थ नहीं जानी चाहिए। इकोनॉमी करो, इकोनॉमी करो, सफल करो, सफल करोगे तो सफलता मिलेगी, कुछ भी व्यर्थ न जाए। जो बाबा ने शक्ति दी है वो सब शक्तियां ईश्वरीय कार्य में सफल हो जाए, बस और कुछ नहीं चाहिए। ऐसी इकोनॉमी करके बाबा का नाम रोशन करना, तो हम सभी इस समय नेचुरल अभ्यास करें देही अभिमानी बनने का, और एकांत में बैठ जाओ, कभी कभी अपने घरों की छतों पर चले जाओ, बैठ जाओ ऐसे, मैं जो हूं जैसा हूं अपने स्वरूप को देखो, ये शरीर अलग है, मैं आत्मा अलग हूं। एक बार एक भाई रमणीकता से मेरे को कहता है, भाई जी कोई ऐसा फेविकोल है जो आत्मा और शरीर एकदम चिपक गए हैं, अलग ही नहीं होते, नेचुरल हो गया देह मन, जरा भी कोई नाम भी मेरा ऐसे ले लेगा तो ध्यान जाएगा ना, ऐसे कौन बुला रहा है, इतना देवमान हो गया, मैं मेल हूं ये फीमेल है, इतना अभिमान हो गया। हमारी दादी जी की एक बात सुना के पूरा करता हूं, दादी प्रकाशमणि जी के साथ बहुत स्नेह रहा, बहुत समय साथ रहे, जब तक वो रही साकार में तब तक कोई दिन न मिलूं मैं, अरे राजू तुम कहां चला गया, क्यों नहीं मेरे पास आया। तो एक दिन हम तीन भाई मिलने के लिए गए, दादी उस समय थोड़ा थोड़ा कर्मातीत बन रही थी, माना सब बातों से उपराम हो रही थी, न्यारी हो रही थी, बीच बीच में आंखें से बंद कर लेती थी। तो जब हम घुसे कमरे में तो आवाज दिया, बिस्तर पर ही थी दादी, कोई नहीं था दूसरा, दादी हम लोग मिलने आए हैं, तीन भाई थे हम, और दादी अचानक बैठ गई, खड़ी हो गई बिस्तर से, और खड़ी होके कहती, अरे आओ बालकों, आओ आओ बालकों, ऐसे किया और ऐसे बाजू में तीनों को गोद में से ले लिया, बहुत देर तक ऐसे सिर पर हाथ फेरती रही, उनको पता ही नहीं है ये भाई है मैं बहन हूं, एकदम अशरीरी बना दिया, भुला दिया हम इस शरीर में हैं। वो अशरीरी स्थिति, नेचुरल देही मानी स्थिति का मैंने लास्ट में दादी से अनुभव किया, बिल्कुल न्यारी प्यारी, एकदम डिटैच, शरीर है ही नहीं, मिट्टी जैसे गला दिया उन्होंने, इतनी एकांत की तपस्या की, आत्मिक स्थिति का अच्छा अभ्यास किया, कर्मातीत बनी। हम सब बाबा के बच्चे इस समय जितनी उत्तेजनाएं हैं शरीर के, मन की कर्म इंद्रियों की उत्तेजनाएं समाप्त हो जाएं। ना आवेश है ना आवेग है। आवेग बहुत नुकसान करता है। वेग है ना जो अंदर का, जितने अपराध हो रहे हैं, काम विकार के जो अधीन हो रहे हैं, उसका मूल कारण है वेग को कंट्रोल नहीं कर पाते और फिर जिंदगी भर पश्चाताप करते हैं। इसलिए ना आवेग है ना आवेश। नेचुरल देही अभिमानी उसको कहेंगे जिसकी काया शीतल है, जिसके अंग अंग सुगंधित हैं, ना किसी प्रकार की इच्छाएं हैं, ना कोई आकर्षण है, बस बाबा मिला, सब कुछ मिला, संसार असार है। तीन बातें नेचुरल देही अभिमानी के चेहरे से झलकती हैं। एक है दिव्यता, बहुत पवित्रता का आभा मंडल, चेहरे पर रूहानियत, रूह को देखने का अभ्यास और रुहाव, रूहानी नशा। लौकिक रोब नहीं, कई बार बहुत रोब चढ़ जाता, बड़ा पढ़ा लिखा रोब आ गया, अरे किसने कैसे चलता है, कैसे बोलता है, कैसे देखता, बड़ा रोब है। वो अहंकार का थोड़ा छोटा भाई है। बाबा ने अपने बच्चों को कहा, बच्चे रोब को छोड़ दो, किसको दिखाते हो, रुहाब में रहो, रुहाब रूहानी नशे में रहो, अच्छे ऊंचे सामान में रहो, हम किसके बच्चे हैं, किसको अभिमान दिखाते हो। तो जितना हम अपने रुहाब में रहते हैं, जितना हमारे चेहरे से, हमारी दृष्टि से, हमारे वाइब्रेशन से रूहानियत दिखाई देती है, जितनी दिव्य गुणों की धारणा है, दिव्यता आती जाती है, उतना नेचुरल देही अभिमानी स्थिति बन जाती है। तो हम सब इसका अभ्यास करें, अभ्यास करते करते बन जाएंगे, बन गए ऐसा तो नहीं कह सकते, रेस कर रहे हैं तो सभी रेस करो। हमारी मंजिल यही है, जिस दिन से बाबा के बच्चे बने, बाबा ने एक ही पाठ पढ़ाया, तुम आत्मा हो, पवित्र बनो, योगी बनो। और लास्ट में भी कहता है यही मंत्र है, जिस दिन आत्मा संपूर्ण पावन बन जाएगी, बिल्कुल पवित्र योगी बन जाएगी, उस दिन वो कर्मातीत संपन्न संपूर्ण बन जाएगी। हमारा यही लक्ष्य है और हम सभी इसी लक्ष्य की ओर रेस करें, दौड़ लगाएं और अपनी संपन्नता को प्राप्त कर लें। ओम शांति।
तन को जब मैं भूलूं, पर
काल तख्त पर भ्रकुटी की गुफा में अपने ज्योति स्वरूप का दर्शन करो। अनुभव के नेत्र से स्वयं को देखो। मैं एक दिव्य सितारा, मन और बुद्धि की मालिक चैतन्य शक्ति हूं। प्रकाश पुंज हूं। मुझ आत्मा का स्वधर्म शांति है, प्रेम है। सभी अपने स्वधर्म में बैठो, अपने स्वरूप का दर्शन करो। मन और बुद्धि की सुंदर यात्रा है। सूर्य चांद तारा गणों से पार, इस आकाश मंडल से भी दूर, हम सब आत्माओं का निजी घर, मूल वतन, ब्रह्मलोक, परम धाम, जहां स्वयं सर्वशक्तिवान पतित पावन शांति के सागर ज्ञान सूर्य बाबा निवास करते हैं, कुछ पल के लिए उस घर की असीम शांति का, शक्तियों का, वहां की पवित्रता का अनुभव करो। शांति के सागर में समा जाओ, प्यार के सागर में समा जाओ, सब संकल्प शांत, उस लवलीन स्थिति का अनुभव करो। गहरी शांति का अनुभव करके सर्वशक्तियों से संपन्न मैं बीज, इस मनुष्य सृष्टि रूपी वृक्ष को शक्तियों का दान देने के लिए, वृक्ष के तने पर महातपस्वी स्वरूप में विराजमान मैं पूर्वज आत्मा हूं। बहुत बड़ी वंशावली इस नाटक में अपना पार्ट बजा रही है। उन सबको शक्तियों की सकाश दो। हर आत्मा को शांति शक्ति का वरदान दो। ये मनुष्य सृष्टि रूपी कल्प वृक्ष जिसका बीज वृक्षपति बाप स्वयं निराकार शिव बाबा है, साकार रूप में हम सभी उनके वंशज, इस पूरे वृक्ष की पूर्वज आत्मा है। हमारी शुभ भावनाएं, हमारे पवित्र संकल्प, हर आत्मा को मुक्ति का वरदान दे रहे हैं। सभी दुखों से मुक्त हो जाएं। सबका भला हो, सब सुख पाएं। ये शुभ भावना की पावन किरणें सभी आत्माओं तक पहुंच रही हैं। इस बीज रूप की स्थिति द्वारा पूरे वृक्ष को शक्ति मिल रही है। दर्शनीय मूर्त को इमर्ज करो। हम सबका पूज्य स्वरूप जो मंदिरों में विराजमान है, हमारी मूर्तियों द्वारा कितनी भक्त आत्माओं की मनोकामनाएं पूरी हो रही हैं, हम सब अनेक आत्माओं के कुल देवता हैं, कुल देवियां हैं। अनेकों के इष्ट हैं, दर्शन करने के लिए कितने भक्त, कितनी मेहनत से लाइनों में खड़े रहते हैं। एक पल का दर्शन उन्हें प्रसन्न कर देता है, उनके दुख दर्द दूर हो जाते हैं, उनकी सब मनोकामनाएं पूरी हो जाती हैं। ऐसा पूज्य परम पवित्र संगम युग पर भगवान ने अपने बच्चों को बनाया है। आधा कल्प से अनेकानेक मंदिरों में विराजमान हम सब दिव्य आत्माएं सर्वात्माओं को मन इच्छित फल दे रहे हैं। अपनी दिव्य नजर से अपने भक्तों को निहाल कर दो। अनुभव करो मैं एक मंदिर की चैतन्य मूर्ति हूं। देवताएं सबको क्षमा कर देते हैं, सबको वरदान देते हैं, सब पर दया दृष्टि रखते हैं। ऐसे दयालु कृपालु रहम दिल स्वरूप द्वारा उदार दिल से सबको वरदान दो। सब अपनी समस्याओं से मुक्त हो जाए। सहारे दाता बनकर सहारे का अनुभव कराओ। मास्टर भगवान बनकर भक्तों को वरदान दो, दुआएं दो, उन्हें भक्ति का फल ज्ञान मिल जाए। अपने पवित्र एकाग्र संकल्पों से जो लाइट के शरीर का निर्माण हो रहा है, यही लाइट की ड्रेस फरिश्ता ड्रेस है। भ्रकुटि के मध्य विराजमान मैं आत्मा अपने उसी लाइट की ड्रेस से उस लाइट के वतन में जहां हम सब के प्यारे बाप दादा अव्यक्त रूप में विराजमान हैं, आवाहन कर रहे हैं, आओ मेरे बच्चे, अव्यक्त वतन का अनुभव करो, ये लाइट का वतन फरिश्तों का वतन है। यहां से पूरे ग्लोब को दृष्टि दो, बाप दादा जो संपूर्ण फरिश्ते रूप में अव्यक्त वतन में विराजमान है, हम सब उनके साथी, फरिश्ते अव्यक्त वतन से पूरे ग्लोब को सर्च लाइट दे रहे हैं, सभी लाइट हाउस की ऊंची स्थिति में स्थित हो जाओ, जैसे लाइट हाउस दूर दूर तक अपनी लाइट फैलाता है, अनेकों को रास्ता दिखा देता है, फरिश्ते स्वरूप से अपनी लाइट हाउस की स्थिति से सर्वात्माओं को भटकने से बचा लो। सभी को सही रास्ता दिखा दो, हर आत्मा अपने स्वधर्म को पहचाने, अपने पिता से अपना अधिकार ले ले, हर एक को मुक्ति जीवन मुक्ति का वर्षा मिले, ऐसी सर्च लाइट दो। कितने फरिश्ते अव्यक्त वतन से पूरे विश्व को सकास दे रहे हैं, हमारे सभी वरिष्ठ जन अपने संपूर्ण स्वरूप द्वारा इस विश्व कल्याण की सेवा पर उपस्थित है। प्रकृति के पांचों तत्वों को सामने मर्ज करो, आकाश, वायु, अग्नि, जल, पृथ्वी, ये पांचों तत्व जो आत्माओं की सेवा के लिए थे, प्रकृति सतो प्रधान थी, रूप परिवर्तन हुआ, प्रकृति पति परमात्मा अपने प्रकृति जीत बच्चों को श्रीमत देते हैं, बच्चे कुछ समय इन तत्वों को भी योगदान दो, वो अपने निजी सुखदायी स्वरूप में आ जाएं, अपने तमोगुण का त्याग कर दें, अपने पवित्र स्वरूप में स्थित होकर पवित्रता के सागर की किरणें लो और इन पांचों तत्वों को बहुत स्नेह और पवित्रता की किरणें दो। इनके बिना इस सृष्टि का चलना संभव ही नहीं है, इन्हें सहयोगी बनाओ, इनका शुक्रिया करो। इन्हें अपना स्नेह प्रदान करो, इनके प्रति अपनी कृतज्ञता व्यक्त करो, इन तत्वों ने हम सब पर कितना उपकार किया है, सृष्टि काल के आदि से लेकर कलयुग के अंत तक ये सभी तत्व सेवाधारी बन कर रहे हैं, अब अपने उसी संपन्न सेवाधारी स्वरूप में आ जाएं। स्नेह की किरणें दो,
फरिश्ते जो जमीन पे उतरे तारे हैं, ये उतरे तारे कितने प्यारे, कितने प्यारे हैं। ये फरिश्ते जो जमीन पे उतरे तारे हैं, सबसे पहले इन पे भगवान की नजर पड़ी, सबसे पहले इन पे भगवान की नजर पड़ी, मेरी आशाओं के दीपक तुमसे ही उम्मीद बड़ी। जाने कितनी बार जन्नत ये उतारे हैं, ये फरिश्ते जो जमीन पे उतरे तारे हैं, ये उतरे तारे कितने प्यारे, कितने प्यारे हैं। ये फरिश्ते जो जमीन पे उतरे तारे हैं। खुशियों भरा जीवन जहाँ सबका मन मुस्काएगा, खुशियों भरा जीवन जहाँ सबका मन मुस्काएगा। कहते हैं जन्नत जिसे वो जमी पर आएगा, नैनों से नव युग के छलकते इशारे हैं। ये फरिश्ते जो जमीन पे उतरे तारे हैं, ये उतरे तारे कितने प्यारे, कितने प्यारे हैं। ये फरिश्ते जो जमीन पे उतरे तारे हैं।